Why are you staring at your watch?
Well, this is no ordinary watch. It's been telling me my stocks have tripled. The Rembrandt I've had my eye on is now on auction. The sports team you love just lost again. Sorry.
We always lose. You know what I'm thinking?
What color you want the watch in?
Black. I like black.
I'll get right on it.
Hurry up.
Would you mind going over to the people in the background and yell at them? I feel yell really loudly.
Yeah. Shut up!
And they will. It works.
Do me a favor and take your voice and drop it a couple of decibels.
Yeah. Just say, do you have a meter so it can remind me?
Why, stop, yes. Supposedly cops carry those in their cars if you have subwoofers so they can measure the decibels.
Oh, fine.
So we can stop a pig somewhere and borrow his.
Stop a what? What did you say?
I'm sorry.
This is a very professional recording here.
We're broadcasting. Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Wes.
What's Mark, the world famous Mark Vernay?
We have the world famous Mark Vernay. We have a guest.
Snuck 415.
And Snuck's a little bit shy here.
Yep. We're just hanging out at your friendly local liquor store here in East Oakland.
That's right.
Yep.
And we're, well, since the movie, what was the movie that NWA came out?
What was it? It was
called NWA. Straight Outta Compton.
It was called Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Out of the three of us, Mark gets it right.
Cause I saw it.
Cause right.
Cause he's the gangster right. Here.
Right. Did they show Dr. Dre as he was, truly?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, but I saw people from an interview later about the movie and stuff.
Okay.
I think so. They did because they showed him in his phase where he wore the, sequins, like, outfits and like they made a point of bringing that up in the movie.
Did you know he did electro music?
Yeah, that's what they're making fun of him for.
Oh, really? I didn't see the movie, so. I just remember growing up listening to Dr. Dre. And it sounded like Egyptian Lover.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway. Mm. So, this is Slurpcast. It's a show where Mark, myself, and guests get together when we can.
And we go over to the people making noise and scream at them to shut up.
Yep.
Yeah, we do.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the guest's job, by the way.
He's well, yelling?
The okay. Microphones will probably do an okay job of...
Okay.
But I think that that's the case where if you have too much alcohol, you just naturally get loud.
Okay. Yeah, that's how I am.
That's pretty much like what's going on over there. Anyway.
Is that how you are?
I don't get loud.
Oh, I do.
I don't get drunk that much.
I guess but. I don't get that. I wonder who I get that from then.
Okay. I don't wonder who you get that from. Anyway. So we talk about tech. We get together to go over whatever interesting is going on in this week.
And we like to relate it to old stuff if we can, old vintage computers or ooh, vintage things from the Bible.
Computers.
Whatever.
That's right.
Or thousands of years old stuff.
Yeah, Mark believes as well as I do that all the new fads that are coming out that are popular right now usually right. Have some sort of connection to something that occurred in the same way
right.
In the past.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Like girls with high-waisted pants. Like it's the new fad now, but okay. That was like a regular thing back in the 70s and 80s.
Skinny jeans.
Skinny or peg jeans is what you used to call them.
However, that's not technology.
Yeah, like, it was just I'm just comparing.
Right,
it. I'm just
right.
You know,
or like
just a comparison.
People pulling Donald Trump's hair to see if it's real. Well, cavemen used to pee putting people in the club and drag them by the hair.
Donald Trump's hair too. I know. I thought you were going to say like.
No, but they would drag people by their hair.
Back in the 70s, people were still doing that to Donald Trump's hair.
They still do it now.
Huh? Yeah. That's because the plugs worked really, really well.
Right.
Anyway.
Speaking of tech, you know something cool I just discovered?
What happened, Snuck?
My phone's hotspot
uh-huh.
Allows me to do 5 gigahertz or 2.4.
There you go.
I've never seen that before.
That's pretty cool.
Nexus 6P for you.
Nice.
So what is a Nexus anyway? Why don't you tell the audience?
A Nexus? What's the definition of it? I looked it up. I should know this. I did a few days ago, but I don't remember.
No, but I mean the way Google, the way phones do it. I don't mean the original definition of the word,
but like
what,
how is
it, what does a Nexus mean in terms of cell phones today?
Well, I think there's two key points of the Nexus device. I think the first one would be getting the updates before anyone else does. Because usually when an update gets pushed out, it has to go to the manufacturers and they put their layer on top of it. Like Samsung uses TouchWiz and HTC uses Sense. And then it has to go through the carriers. So like the Android versions get shipped out. It takes a while for them to get to the user. But with the Nexus device, it's kind of like Apple. It just you get, the update goes out and you get it first right away. There's no delay. There's no waiting on third parties to do anything.
And then also the pure Google Android has Google.
Yeah, the ROM. It uses the pure Google, the Android open source project ROMs. Yeah. I only have, the AOSP ROMs, and then it's just plain Google, no bloatware or minimal bloatware, because technically Google's applications would be called bloatware. Right. But minimum bloatware, just a relatively cheap, fast device.
Yeah, you just go to stores and buy them like anything else.
Well, it depends. Not now. Lately, Google's been doing it through the Play Store. You can't go in like Nexus 6P and the 5X.
You can't buy those in Best Buy or anything?
Nope, they're not carrier branded or anything. You have to get them all through the new Google Play Store. Now they sell Android. They sell the Nexus devices, and they for some reason they carry every single major brand of Android watch too through the new Play Store, which is kind of confusing because Google doesn't do watches.
Yeah, they should do Nexus watches, shouldn't they? Yeah.
I don't think we will see a Nexus watch because I don't know.
It really makes sense though for them to do a reference design that
really interesting.
You know, yeah, when that kind of makes
sense? You would think that would be kind of like the Android Wear. The Moto 360 is pretty much the company that at one time Google owned, right? So therefore, that could be considered the reference. It is the watch that everyone looks to say that's the best of the Android Wear watches. Yeah. And now that the 362 is out. Okay. I don't know, a little depressing on that. I mean, I was expecting a lot more from the second generation 360.
Isn't it just thinner or something?
I guess it's thinner. It didn't strike me as much different than the first. The placement of the crown is slightly up to the right.
And it still has a cutoff on the bottom, which I'm not a huge. I get why, they need the sensors and everything. Right. What's more interesting than the new Moto 360 is the LG Watch Urbane 2. That was out for a week and then got pulled off the shelves.
Was that the one with the SIM card?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
It was out for, I think it was less than a week. I looked on eBay earlier today and they're selling for $700 because they were so rare that only portion of them got sold. They never disclosed why they pulled them off the shelves. So that's kind of interesting.
I thought it wasn't even released yet.
No, it was out for a week.
It was out for a week.
Huh. It was supposed to be a big thing for Google because that was them. They were showcasing the Marshmallow or the Android Wear 6.0 update. That was like their flagship device for that version of Android Wear.
Huh.
And it got pulled off the shelves. Wow. And that,
very cool.
It never came back. That was weeks ago. It never came back then.
No, I heard that they said that there were some technical issues that they had that were too difficult to resolve with the current hardware.
People think it was a battery. They think it was the lithium, the LiPo battery.
So that's why I think they scrapped it, and there wasn't any discussion of them coming back. They just said basically they were going to stop the project indefinitely.
Really?
So
they're not going to have anything with SIM cards in it?
I think they can't not have something with SIM cards in it.
Well, now they can't because Samsung did it.
Samsung's had that feature available for a while.
Right.
And they, with their operating system, Tizen, they're battery efficient, much more so than Android.
Okay.
Android Wear. And it works. It works pretty well. I've actually had the S model of the Gear. And I've been able to use it to make calls. And the only thing is I missed all of the Android features when I was using the Tizen operating system on their Galaxy.
Which one was canceled? The S2 Tizen with the cellular modem was canceled? Or,
no, the Urbane Android Wear was canceled.
With cellular?
Yeah, with cellular.
Okay.
Because they were having technical issues.
But if Google's sponsoring that officially, you think other companies would come out with it?
Well, it may be that Google wasn't officially supporting them. I don't know. I mean, but I can't believe that there will not be a watch that has a SIM card for Android Wear.
Sure.
I think it's just, I mean, having the experience with the Gear S, it was really useful. It was very, very helpful not to have to be tethered to my phone and then get a call because it was forwarded to my watch from the software on the phone. That worked out really well.
Mm-hmm.
I never used it. So, I mean, for me, since I never had a watch with a SIM card, I'm not like, okay, big whoop. Like, I don't have a SIM card on my watch. Like,
yeah.
I never use it because I guess I'm just assuming that the sound quality would be crap. And I don't know. I just, as someone who didn't have it, it doesn't, I mean, obviously, if you didn't have it, it's not going to hurt to lose it.
According to the people I talked to, they said it sounded great. They had no problem with it when I made a phone call on the watch.
Yeah, I called you on a few times. I have it saved on my phone as,
okay.
As I mean, I still have it. By on your...
I still have it.
What do you go by as your... what's
it's
it?
Just Wes.
Oh, okay. So I have it saved under Dad Watch, and I have Dad Cell on my phone. So if I say, hey, Google Voice, call Dad, then they'll say, who do you want to call, Dad Cell or Dad Watch?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't say that. It obviously says which number
that
do you
want
to call.
That was another problem with the Galaxy, with the Gear S, was that when there were multiple phone numbers... Oh, was that it? No. What was really a problem for me was sending a text message with voice. It asks way more questions about things than the Android Wear does.
Yep. Well, that's a problem with this LG Urbane watch, like a really big problem for me, is it just looks too sexy. That's the only issue I've got. It just looks too, you know, you can wear it with a suit, you can wear it with jeans, there's no, you know.
Do people, like, complain? Do they talk to you about
Everyone
it?
I've seen, when I have this one watch face that I use that's called...
Does that have an auto sensor, like where it senses the ambient light and changes?
No, it does not. But it doesn't matter because it's got the OLED display, AMOLED, I think it is. I don't know if it's OLED. So, I mean, and it's not that much of a hassle to go in there and crank the brightness up.
Okay.
8,000 steps today. I'm really moving it. Well, I have this watch face. It's called the Skymaster watch face.
Okay.
It's completely customizable. And when I have it, people think, every time someone's seen this, they think it's a real watch.
Yeah,
like, I didn't know they sold backlit watches. And then I go and I pull down.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's when the whole thing starts. But, yeah, my only complaint is the watch just looks too nice.
That's cool.
And that if I wanted to get a new one, I couldn't find one that would match this. I mean, you look, and, like, they did it right. Like, they did the...
Yeah.
Like, it looks, because they compare it to the G watch, the LG G watch, whatever it's called, how that has the same size face, but a bigger display on it.
Yeah, that's a full circle.
It's a full circle. Yeah. There's no cutoffs.
Yeah.
And it's just got the perfect bezel to display ratio. There's no weird.
I guess the reviews on the Android Wear, they talk about Urbane being the best of the Android Wear watches.
I think so.
The 360 is still pretty cool, but it still has the flat tire.
I don't like
the,
that.
Where the ambient sensor is.
It bugs me. You're losing screen real estate when they. I mean, I'd rather not have a proximity sensor than have a portion of my display cut off.
Yeah.
You think they could hide it somewhere?
So on that same note, on the Apple side, Mark has an Apple Watch,
which is wonderful. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's the best ever invented.
Right. Now,
it outsells all the Android Gear ones together.
What was the? Yeah, but that's
does,
just because everybody's drinking the Apple Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
So there's supposedly talk of an Apple II, of an Apple Watch 2.
Yeah, they're gonna dip it in gold and sell it for $20,000.
Yeah.
The diamond face.
They're gonna have Johnny Ive take a fart on top of the watch on each one that's sold.
Yep. That's extra $100.
Yeah.
But there's rumors it'll be out in March, but no one really thinks so though.
No speculation about what it's gonna do or.
It's going to do everything.
It's already so amazing now, it's hard to imagine what you could do better.
They're going to do like they did with all the other products. It's going to be the same as the last one with like one little new feature.
Okay.
Like you can press, they're going to do that. What's that called? What's it called on the iPhone? You can do the pressure, you can hold.
Yeah, right.
They're probably going to add that to the watch. I see that.
It'd be fine with me if it would just be faster. It's just too slow for running applications.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
What is it? I don't know. I've never even done research on that, so I probably couldn't.
Yeah, we try to. Hey, it's okay just for the regular time and stuff like that. But if you try to bring up an application to do something, real, it's just very slow.
Is there like a task killer you can install to wipe the cache and stuff on the watch?
No.
Can you jailbreak it?
I've never heard of that, no.
Huh.
But it just takes about 5 or 10 seconds to start up an application.
For a device so small on your wrist, you can forgive a 5 second.
I read an article about the future of the Apple Watch is going to go the same way that the Android Wear did, and that in the sense that Apple wants to make it less dependent on the phone.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true. It could be a complete rumor, but it does kind of make sense that that people who are using Internet of Things, Android Wear, Apple Wear watches, do want to have independence from the phone. The tethering
The Apple Watch will do some stuff.
Uh-huh.
If it has a Wi-Fi connection and understands how to connect to,
right,
the watch will connect to Wi-Fi and do some things.
Leave it to Apple to come out with the Apple Watch 2 with a SIM card in it.
Maybe.
And just do it right and do it well.
By the way, all this talk we have about SIM cards, small devices like that don't actually literally take a SIM card because they're too big.
Right.
There's a new standard nowadays in cellular networks where you don't have to physically plug in a SIM card. Just,
there's
just a chip built in.
The Gear S definitely had to install it. There's like a little door that you popped open to.
Yeah,
put,
I saw you, like,
it was like a micro SIM.
Yeah, but
I bet
Apple wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because the new
standard, you don't need them.
I wonder if that technology, because the Nexus 6P has a SIM card slot, But if you look on Google's site, or the Google, what is it, the Play Store now, it says it's compatible with all carriers in the U.S. Yeah. So it must have that same thing that you're talking about.
Right.
But I was reading an article about the next Apple Watch. I think it was on a forum somewhere. I was doing some research on like watches, and people were just talking about watches and things like that. And they said that one guy predicted that the next Apple Watch, the Apple Watch 2 or whatever it's going to be called, will have a circular face. They say it's going to follow the same trends as Android, because when Android Pebble came out, it was square. That Sony, remember that Sony smartwatch you gave me, like the first generation.
Yeah,
it wasn't even Android Wear. It was just like,
That was their own OS. Yeah. That was their own
thing.
And
it was a square design, and they're going to say they think Apple's going to follow that same trend.
I think it was still Linux-based, because you had to go get applications to install on an Android phone.
Yep, but it's more along the lines of the Pebble, where you couldn't have responses. You get notifications, and you go back to the phone. It wasn't like you couldn't respond to things in real time.
Was it round?
No, it was square.
It was square, okay. Because a lot of people right now, besides the 360 Sport, the only other Android Wear watch with a built-in GPS is Sony's Android Wear, which is actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, wait, the Samsung Gear S2 or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, the GPS. I think...
but not an Android. It's not an Android Wear.
No, it's not. I think the Huawei might have... Or not I think the Fossil, there's a Fossil watch that came out, a Fossil Android Wear.
I don't think it's out yet.
I was reading about all this watch stuff today. It's funny this came up, because I was doing a bunch of research when I was at work on my lunch break.
Now, pretty much you still have the top of the line right there with the
Urbane. And I was looking, you can root these, install a custom recovery, and flash ROMs to your Android watch.
That's right.
So it's like a...
There's an open source... Android Wear OS replacement right now, and I have the article. I'll put it in the show notes at slurpcast.com. It right now, I think, only installs on the LG G Watch, the first Android Wear.
G-Watch R, whatever it was.
Yeah, I think it's not the G. You're right. It's the R. It's the first of the LG Android Wear one. Anyway.
I kind of doubt Apple would go around.
Okay.
I don't know.
Huh.
I doubt they would change something unless they had both options. I wouldn't even want one. I really like the display the way it is.
Okay.
They're big and square. I use it as a computer screen much more than anything else.
How has the Apple Watch changed your everyday life?
It's so much better now.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
It's as Johnny Ive would say. No, I'm kidding. No, is it really?
I feel
that
like
big
I'm a knight myself. Huh? I feel like going to England, meeting the Queen myself.
Really?
No, they have the Apple
knighted?
Watch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you give a shit, or does it?
No, I use it all the time.
Huh?
No, okay. I keep on the watch face. I keep the weather. I have weather appointments.
Uh huh.
An exercise thing.
So you do use it frequently.
Yeah. No, but that's just all showing at the watch face all the time.
So it's different. Like, so you one watch face kind of is like a centralized. It has everything in one watch face.
Yeah, kind of.
See, so we're, does it rely on apps like Android Wear does?
Well, this in a way, it has.
Complications.
You know, if you have a regular old fashioned watch, if it does anything fancy besides just the date and time, if it does anything beyond that, like stopwatch or anything, the watch industry calls it complications.
Yeah.
So Johnny Ive, being a watch person, calls them complications. So there's a complication. The watch face I use has about 5 complications I can set.
That's weird you said that. I read that article. They were saying, I was like, what do you mean complications? I didn't get it. Now I get it. Okay.
That's just because that's what regular watches call it.
It's a complicated way of saying
so the watch face
attributes
I have
or parameters
has 5 different places to set a complication. It's like widgets in Android.
Yeah,
widgets.
Okay.
So I have the date and time, and then I have a complex weather, about forecast for the next hour and all that stuff. Then I have a brief calendar, a setting for a stopwatch, and then an exercise thing.
That's cool.
There's a lot of choices you can make amongst that.
I feel kind of bad. I've never ever
gotten my hands on one of those things. On it all the time.
And now you can download different watch faces.
Not really.
I thought you could.
No.
I keep thinking that Apple released a firmware update that lets you download new watch faces.
People fake it because one of the watch faces lets you have a photograph of your choice as a background.
Okay.
So people fake watch faces by just having pictures of different things.
Okay.
Oh, I see. But, I see.
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
But this is the only one I have that has enough complications on it that keeps me happy. But
that's cool.
Anyway, so I'm always looking at that. And then the only other app I regularly use is I use the exercise apps a little bit for dog walking and stuff.
Okay.
Then I use I have one for Next Bus that for bus schedules and stuff. I have one I like for that.
Okay.
And that app, it lives on the watch. It doesn't live on the phone?
Well, no, it needs the phone.
Okay, okay.
That's why it's so slow, because it needs to get the data from the phone.
I know we talked last time in the last show about Spot, Microsoft's original smartwatch that a lot of people are copying things from, and that some people would say that the Spot watch was one of the first of the real, like, informational wearable watches.
Right, but nothing. They couldn't really run an application. I just brought in data over the air. Right.
Is Spot an acronym for something?
Yeah, it was Microsoft's technology that was going to be used in not just watches but all sorts of other devices.
Oh, like Cortana?
It was a way of sending data to your watch over FM radio.
Oh.
And so they made partnerships with radio, with radio stations to install hardware to then allow the beaming of actual data.
So if you want stock quotes, you choose in an app.
Right.
Under Windows, you choose which stocks you wanted.
Oh.
And your watch would watch all the data coming in over the air and pick out the data for the specific stocks you were interested in.
Oh,
as an example.
I see. That seems
or your local weather.
And primitive,
there
though.
You could subscribe to a service that hooked in with Outlook.
Yeah.
So as you were using Outlook to update your calendar, the events would be beamed into your watch over FM radio.
But it would take a long time because the whole country was watching the same data stream, so it would take a long time to get around to your personal.
But is it secure? That's what I'm thinking too. If you're working with a corporate environment and you're using Outlook and you put it on your watch and it sends this sense of data over the air.
The good news was it was only one direction, so it only went from the FM transmitter to the watch and not backwards.
So that's more secure than
So security wasn't really a big issue.
Okay.
I suspect if you were working in a corporate environment and people were using the Spot watch to set up their own appointments, you could probably intercept it. But it might have been encrypted.
You can also send messages. You can send, a pager because you can send short messages and the watch would activate with it.
Again, everyone would be getting it, but only the person that you were sending the message to would actually have it show up on their watch.
Right.
Okay.
But they actually had some applications you could install, if I recall. Like really simple, small applications. Yeah. It was black and white. It was LCD, as far as I remember.
Yeah, there are different brands, but they're much closer together than what Android Wear does.
Yeah.
All the different brands had to conform to exactly the same screen size and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. They just make different shapes of the case and different bands and stuff.
Yeah. So. Hmm. Okay, so we haven't actually talked about any stories yet.
Right.
We've just been talking about Android Wear, Apple Wear, or Apple's watch.
Oh.
Yeah, when these lights flash, that means you've clipped.
Oh.
But that's okay.
How about now? Yeah, I just did.
Okay,
just
so I don't need to. Okay, because so I can just talk like normal volume.
Yeah, you're totally
crank
fine.
Me down because I naturally speak at a higher pitch than most people.
It's fine. I'm actually doing a duplicate at a different volume.
Okay. Oh, look
at
that.
So I'm recording twice.
Look at that. So if I sound like shit, then on the next one,
I sound like shit, but not as much shit.
I sound like less shit than I do on the. Okay, that's cool.
If you clip, I just go to the other file.
You can't talk that way on Slurpcast, by the way. We are very professional here.
That's
we don't use that kind
of
language.
It's a crock of crap.
Okay. I believe him.
We have the label on iTunes as being.
You're on iTunes. Are you on Google Play?
We're on iTunes.
You should
be on Google Play.
You should be on Google Play.
I don't think anybody would care. There's like we're swimming. People are swimming in like a sea of podcasters, all talking about personal things.
Yeah, man. Right. But still, Google Play. Yeah. I mean, for instance, one thing Google Play does that Apple doesn't do.
Excuse me?
Sorry. What they do is...
His name is Mark, by the way.
Oh, shit. Can you edit that out?
Yeah, I can.
Okay,
totally.
Good. I messed up. I never call him Mark. Since I was a baby, I've never called him Mark.
Right.
I refer to him as Mark when he's not around.
Yes.
But then when he's here, I don't. Is that weird?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
We've been doing this for 4 years. So
okay, sweet. It's happened, obviously.
It's already. It's fine.
One thing that is cool about Google Play Music, I could be wrong, don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
Right.
Okay.
Is that Google Play Music, they release mixtapes for artists. Like if Young Thug or someone puts a mixtape out, it gets on Google Play and you can listen to it.
Okay.
So well, some young thug guy would use Google instead of Apple. What does some young thug know about class and proper devices?
Welcome to the part of the show where we talk about racism.
But I think it's cool, though, you know, right. that if they're willing to put out mixtapes, I mean, that shows that kind of speaks for Google.
Well,
you know?
if you stream music using Google Play,
you should.
You will notice that a lot of the advertisements on Google Play streaming are podcasts. Okay. And I don't know why that is, but maybe the answer is that they stream podcasts through Google Play.
I've never tried. I use this application called, was it called Podcaster? I use a separate app for my podcast. I've never tried doing it with Google Play, so that's kind of cool. I might want to look into
that. Yeah, I mean, I was just listening to music the other day on Google Play. Google Music is what it's called.
Google Play Music.
And I noticed that all of the advertisements in between the, because I don't have the service. I don't pay for the service.
Oh, yeah, because I never experienced that. I never get any advertisements because I pay the...
Oh, the $9 or whatever it is?
Okay. I'm grandfathered in at $7.99, I think.
Nice.
No, I think it's $8.99.
Nice. So if you just you know, use the service for free, it's you can still stream like Spotify, but then you get these commercials.
Whoa.
And a majority of the commercials are podcasts. People just announcing their podcast and where to go to get them.
That's cool. That's really cool, Google. So
you probably can't get real paying advertisers, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe so that's, you think that's
podcast,
what it is?
They just let the podcasters do it free.
Yeah, they're not the biggest streaming service, right? Believe it or not, the one with the most catalog, the most music, is Microsoft.
Really?
The Microsoft Groove service.
I thought Spotify was the one.
No, apparently out of all of them, Microsoft
get a whiff of that.
Has the that's gross. I'll make sure to make that be a part of the beginning of the show. Like,
I tried to get it out of the way because you were talking about Microsoft Groove, whatever.
Yeah. Groove.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have the biggest of the collection of music out of all the different streaming services.
That's cool.
What about Beats One?
Whatever happened to Beats One?
Apple dropped one of their stations, but I think Beats One is still there.
Okay.
No, Beats One? Oh, I heard that flopped. I heard that wasn't very...
Yeah, people don't talk about it anymore, I don't think. But...
What about Winamp? Remember that? Yeah. Winamp? You could stream... in high school, I could stream Family Guy and listen to music at the same time for free $99.
Nice. Okay.
Yep.
Winamp was just a player,
but
the developers who developed Winamp also developed a technology for streaming radio shows that's still used today, and I don't remember the name of the technology.
But Winamp can beat the llama's ass. And
it
the other
kicks the llama's ass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Hmm.
You sure wasn't beats the llama's ass?
It really whips the llama's
whips,
ass.
That's right. There you're seeing my video of me whipping a llama's ass?
I think you did.
Actually, physically whipping it?
Yeah.
With like a belt?
Or
like
I just took a branch and just hit it.
My grandma calls those switches. Nice. Yeah. The branch. Okay. She calls that a switch.
Yeah.
Right. But just very gently, just for the video.
But they spit on you, don't they?
No, they didn't.
Llamas spit? And if you're behind it, how's it going to spit on you?
It's camels, probably.
Right.
All right, let's get to a real story.
I have a story. I'm ready.
Snuck is doing it.
Yep.
Go ahead,
man. I'm ready. My story is about Mr. Elon Musk.
Ooh.
Okay.
I was reading today, and I read about, he does Tesla, and he does SpaceX. He has all these different businesses, and he's filthy rich because of this.
PayPal,
he's got money for days. Hyperloop. He wants to create a Hyperloop.
Right. We knew about the Hyperloop idea, because he had that out
But
for
now
a
they're
bit,
actually
right?
in Nevada, they're actually building a test site to test it.
Oh, because of SpaceX and their resources, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to do a...
Are you sure it's in Nevada? I thought it was California somewhere.
Hmm?
I thought it was California, but I'm not...
Is it California where they're doing it?
I think. I forget, though.
I forgot. I could be wrong.
But it is a reference. Like, it's not a full... It's just an experiment.
It was a couple of miles or something. You know?
Okay.
They have the tubes, and they showed a picture of the yard where they... The tubes are arriving.
Okay.
You guys start getting installed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I totally would. I would. Once that's set up, I would totally want to go just to ride it.
Yeah, I think they're doing it in California, hoping to get
I'm trying to find the article.
To get the San Francisco to LA.
Yeah.
The state's building is about to spend a fortune on that.
Okay.
I think they're trying to get that contract somehow.
Well, yeah, but that's separate from the Hyperloop, though.
I know, but it wasn't. I know the California. Thing was, and it wasn't supposed to be Hyperloop whatsoever.
Right, it was just a train.
But the money is there, and the details aren't settled yet, so Hyperloop was trying to get that business, I think.
Oh, I see.
That's why they're building a test track.
Okay. Somewhere. Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
I don't know if they're really
Where is he saying this?
Because I think there was another company that said they would build it,
because he put out the blueprints, like how to do it, and this company stepped up and said, "Yeah, we're gonna." And there were, it was a company. There were a few companies that were founded with the goal of building a Hyperloop. I don't know if it's the one from San Francisco to LA.
What bothers me is how do you repair it?
Okay.
If anything breaks down, then the whole traffic from LA to San Francisco is dead.
Uh-huh.
For hours, as you somehow figure out how to get in there.
Yeah, as how does that work? And then also traveling too, because you know BART is a tunnel. There's trains that go through it.
Right,
people get on it, and they have 10 cars all attached, and it stops everyone.
Well, Hyperloop would be like that,
but it's pods. It would only hold X amount of people per pod. Traveling 700 miles an hour. Like, how do you?
I have a theory. We'll
pull in the stations and stops.
Yeah, but how do you? Like, what happens if you break down and you're in the Hyperloop and the next pod's coming along 700 miles an hour?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But even if they can stop the next one, the whole system will be shut down for a long time so you can get in there.
Well, I have a theory that they'll have what, like, BART has now and other train systems where they have alternate tracks that are not used unless there's an emergency.
Yeah. Right.
So they might be able to, like, you know, figure out very quickly if there is an accident, or if there's, you know, if a part of the track is going bad, that there's something
two tubes in each direction, and the switches between
possibly,
them
yeah, or just emergency points along the track that you can use to switch the tube.
Yeah, that makes sense because it is just like pressurized. How does it work? It's like pressurized
or vacuum.
Yeah, it's like a vacuum. Yeah. So I mean, it could
just. Can you see if they have to do anything to repair it? They have to let air in the whole system. Yeah. I know, it just sounds complicated.
That is kind
of
weird.
It's like a big vacuum, like an equivalent of a vacuum line for a car. If you have a vacuum leak, everything's going
to
run like
crap. It has the
like
potential
crap.
To like be offline for a long period of time.
And then the price, too. How much will it cost to travel from L.A. to San Francisco? You know, how much will they charge users, or not users, but how much do they charge riders to do it? I mean, I think it's a cool idea, and I think it's cool that they're testing it, but I have a feeling if it happens, we're not going to see it for a very, very long time.
Yeah. But Elon Musk claims they're ready to go right now. So I don't know.
What does ready to go right now mean? Like they're going to build it?
They're doing the 50-acre prototype test.
Okay.
He's talking about much longer distances, that they got everything worked out to ready to go once this test is done. Then again, he crashes rockets all the time.
But they had a successful hover, I think it was today. In the past few days, they did a five-second hover with that rocket, and it was successful.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was his, I guess, his smack in NASA's face. Like, we can do it.
Yeah.
Right. So now NASA's interested again.
That's funny. Okay. That is funny.
I want to see when that. I read that earlier. I want
to
see when
leave
that.
Leave it to the private sector, man.
Hey.
That's cool. Okay.
When Bernie is president, we all get our free stuff. You won't want the private sector,
huh?
And whatever you would buy from the private sector, Bernie's going to give you free. You know.
Just trust in Trump, okay? Right. This world, the U.S. will be back to what it was. Right. They'll make it all better again.
Yes.
Who, Bernie?
When?
No, Trump.
Trump. Trump? Yeah,
Donald
okay.
Trump.
Sure. Well, what year are we going to go back to, though?
Yeah, after he builds a wall to Mexico and sends all the...
1945.
Right.
What? Well, you play the game Fallout 4, so you know. I'm kidding. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, give us another story.
I'm looking on... Should I disclose my sources?
Sure.
Yeah, actually, it's a good idea.
Okay, well, I use... The places I follow for tech news, BBC has got really good.
Yeah.
BBC is really good tech
That's
news.
True. Yeah, absolutely.
I use CNET.
Yeah.
Just for just, you know,
reviews
different news.
Are great from CNET.
Yeah, reviews. I review it. Before I make any move, I review it. Appy Geek, which is really cool. It's kind of like, I forgot what's called on HTC phones. They have, if you scroll to the left on like an Android or like a Nexus device, you get Google Now.
I know what you
Blink
mean.
Feed.
Okay, all
right. It's kind of like Blink Feed with the way, but you can like, it's cool because you can, it's more social. Like you can get an article and you rate it with like an emoji to say if like a, you know, frowny face is like, and you can do like an angry face if it sucked.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of cool because then you can specify what apps you want to read by or what articles you want to read based on your mood.
Okay.
Nice. I use Engadget as well.
Yeah, I do too.
And then for videos, I have the TED app so I can watch little videos on certain things, little clips.
If you're ever interested, there's a very old application, very old resource for good news called StumbleUpon.
Oh.
And StumbleUpon is more based, it's more of an index of web pages that match the sort of thing you're interested in.
Oh, wasn't there a kid that got like a bunch of money for creating that in
the
UK or something?
They just have an amazing array of pages that are not publicly known. And whenever you
but
search...
But people contribute to that, I think.
Yeah, they...
Is that still true?
It's like Wikipedia, but for tech?
It used to be true.
I'm
regular
sure
people
you can contribute.
Upon
I'm sure you can...
contribute to it.
Yeah, in the app, you can rate new websites, and it tells you whether that's already been indexed or not
right.
when you rate it.
Yeah. I think that's why it has all this esoteric stuff, because regular people are contributing to it.
Yeah, but it's got a, it's like really new information. Like it's, I was always blown away by the articles and stuff that it offered up that were just brand new, like just really good stuff. Stumble Upon.
Okay, I found it. The article, it's an Engadget.
Okay.
Yeah, it says that the trial lasted 5 seconds, but it was more than enough time for the capsule to generate about 33,000 pounds of thrust as it hovered. Yeah, so that was on January 21st that this happened.
Nice.
And they explained like the rockets he used and everything, like the whole setup, which most people probably know about, the Dragon, the 8 Super Draco engines.
Super Draco.
It could be Draco.
During those 5 seconds, it put out 100,000 pounds of CO2 and we're all dead.
Really?
I don't know. No, it might be.
I'm too gullible. Everything he says, I believe him.
No, every gallon of gasoline turns into some huge amount number of pounds
that's
of
true. Yeah.
carbon dioxide. Yeah. So
we're not talking about conserving energy or saving the planet. It's all about making that thing hover. Do whatever it takes.
Right.
Oh, yeah. A couple people die. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, big deal.
We hovered.
Right.
Ooh. Xbox One adds backwards compatibility for The Witcher 2.
Yes.
I don't have an Xbox One. I've only played The Witcher 1. So,
do we know if the Xbox One's OS is now Windows 10? Because Microsoft was saying they were going to release an official Windows 10 for Xbox One.
It's funny you say that, because I installed Windows 10 recently. When I got a 500 gig SSD on Amazon for a really good price, like 150 or something.
Cool.
It was during the Christmas time.
Okay.
And I've installed that, and I put Windows 10 on it, because I use Windows 10 just to test it out on a spare hard drive. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
If you disable some,
Microsoft likes to track data, and supposedly you can't stop them. That's what they say in a recent press thing. He said you can't stop them from tracking the data they're tracking. But
they know how well I sleep.
Yeah, see,
they've got my heart rate.
Google's been doing that for years. Google's got all the data.
I've got the band,
too. They can stop your heart if they want to, by the way.
They could shock me remotely if they wanted to.
Right.
But I installed it on the SSD, and I've been using Windows 10 exclusively for maybe like a month and a half now.
Okay.
I mean, it handles gaming pretty well, resources. I've watched everything. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
But there was an update that got applied, and I noticed an Xbox icon. I click it, and it pops up with the Xbox Live screen, has you log in. Huh. Supposedly, you can play your Xbox games on your PC if it can handle the graphics.
It has to also see your Xbox One on the network.
Oh, is that what it is? Because I couldn't get it. I tried logging in, and it would log me in, but it wouldn't show me anything. On my Xbox Live, I have games I paid for when I had an Xbox 360.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't done that, even though I do have an Xbox One, and I use the Xbox app.
Badass gaming desktop as well.
Yeah.
You can handle playing your games.
I got,
What's your card? NVIDIA?
I'm not sure.
What is it?
It's the NVIDIA 8 something, 880.
I thought it was a 980 or something.
No, it's not that powerful.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I didn't spend that much money for it. I spent like $300 or something.
That's pretty good for a video card. I mean, there's cards out there that cost.
Oh,
like NVIDIA Titan costs like $1,500.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, yeah. I mean, when I first installed the card, when I first started playing Fallout 4, I had the card set incorrectly. I had it set to use all of the power if it needed to, like without any limit, and it almost fried my machine.
Oh,
so then I figured out why it was doing that, and I set the switch to basically like keep it at a certain cool, like don't max out the power.
Didn't you have to swap out your power supply too for that?
That was before the graphics card.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway,
that's cool.
What's the point of paying for such a powerful card if you have to crank it down? You can't.
Because the CPU and the machine can't keep up with what the demands of
your
the card
CPU,
are.
So your bottleneck is your processor.
Probably. Yeah. It's an old machine. Yeah. So anyway,
Overclock it.
But it overheated everything because of the heat that was being generated by this graphics card.
Huh.
And so you can alter the card to say, when you get to a certain heat level, do whatever you can to keep yourself cool.
Okay.
But if you just did better cooling, that might have taken care of it.
The thing throws so much heat, though.
Yeah.
It's supposedly a water-cooled graphics card, but I don't know. I don't know where to replace the water.
It's closed loop. Yeah. For my computer, I have an AMD 6-core. I forgot which model it is. I have to look on my Newegg stuff. But I have it liquid cooled, and I didn't want to do the whole reservoir, the whole refilling thing. So I got it one of those Corsair H100 closed loop, like a 240 millimeter radiator, and it's perfectly fine. I mean, it gets warm obviously because there's still fans pushing the heat off of the liquid. But yeah, it's probably closed loop.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
And those are pretty cool because it's, like you said, less maintenance and it just works. Nothing. If it's closed loop, what's going to evaporate? What's going to get out?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Will.
That works out okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. See, you should consider getting a liquid cooler or a closed loop for your computer. They sell just 120 millimeter radiators, nothing crazy.
Really?
And you could
run a line
that
up
thing
to the roof. The old mainframes would have, these huge mainframes used to need air conditioning ran up to the roof to get rid of the heat out there.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
But I'm talking about giant, big office buildings.
Yeah, yeah.
But you still have to run up all the way to multiple stories up to the roof from your office building.
See, now Facebook, they do the whole thing where they take the heat and they use it to heat the building. You know, they're doing that whole, you know.
Sure.
It's pretty snazzy.
Cool.
Those people still haven't shut up yet.
I'm going to go over there with a sawed-off shotgun.
Right.
Getting a little Duke Nukem on him, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to go, I came here to kick ass and chew bubble gum.
And what?
And I'm all out of gum.
That's awesome.
Hey! Shut up! All right, so Mark, give us another one. Lay another one on us.
Tanem Umatima.
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
You never figured out what Tanem and Umatima was?
Tanem Umatima?
I looked it up.
TanimUmutima.
So Mark Bernay all day today was like throwing these weird words at me.
Right.
And like,
but you spell, how you spell it?
Umutima.
Umutima.
Yeah. That's from Lake Kivu in Rwanda. If that's
the first word, what is it? How you spell the first word?
Umutima.
But the first, so it's just Umutima is the word?
Yeah. And Tanem is from Chiapas, Mexico, if that's any clue as to what those
when
are.
When you say they're from, what does that mean? They were created by developers who live in those countries?
No. Oh. For coffee beans from those countries. These are new Nespresso flavors.
Right. That makes sense.
Right.
Wow. So these are the new Nespresso flavors?
Yeah.
I should have been smart enough to know this.
Right.
Because I was looking up the definition of the words and I was getting all confused. Oh,
right.
And
right.
They do have meanings.
See, why don't you get these emails? I get emails from them all the time with this stuff.
You're
on their list.
I probably do get them, but they go to my junk mailbox or something.
Okay.
Huh.
So, coffee maker.
Well, so Mark and I follow the same religion, which is the religion of the Nespresso.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So, we both buy Nespresso pods,
mm-hmm.
and Mark always teases me about the limited edition ones that mm-hmm. they come out with every, like, what is it, once a month or?
Maybe a couple of months.
Maybe it's a couple months.
They only last a couple of weeks, so you have to kind of jump on them.
Yeah, you kind of have to go out and get them really quickly. And some of them are quite good. Other ones are just terrible. And with a name like this that no one can pronounce, it's probably
terrible.
Well,
that's how it works. You know, if you can't pronounce it, it must be expensive and rare.
Well, it's catering to the people with expensive palates.
Yeah, when I worked at Pete's Coffee, they sold half pounds of coffee for $50 because it was rare.
Right? Oh, wow.
Starbucks had a coffee. No, I don't know if it was Starbucks. I saw online there was a coffee bean that was like $50 for like a half, like I think it was like a quarter pound. Like it was ridiculously expensive.
Huh.
And what it was is monkeys would eat
the
coffee beans, then shit out.
Ew.
They would the intestines would, you know, eat
Starbucks
away.
Starbucks was selling that?
No, it wasn't Starbucks. It was some other place.
Okay.
But I heard about it when I was working there.
Oh, funny.
I know. I know about this
weird
coffee.
They
eat the beans whole,
right.
And they don't actually, the beans don't get crushed up or something.
No, just,
and then they poo them out,
right.
And then someone collects those and then makes coffee from it.
Apparently, it's a really good cup of coffee.
It's really expensive too.
Yeah.
There's something about their stomach acids that make flavor in the beans.
Well, if they use my special method of making coffee, it would taste fine.
It would.
It's my special method is you add so much milk and so much flavorings and syrups, you can't taste the coffee anyway.
Or you just, you just don't add the coffee.
Right.
That's one of Mark's.
By mistake, I did that once. I did all my froth milk and syrups and stuff.
Yeah.
But I forgot to put in a capsule of coffee.
Ah.
It was really good. I really liked it a lot until I realized what I had done.
So you realized there's no coffee in it.
Yeah.
That was
funny.
Right.
That was hilarious.
Since you guys are talking about Nespressos, of course, once you say Nespresso, what pops in my head is Keurig.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The K-cup.
And what Keurig Meg, that I don't know if you know about this, you probably do. I said Meg by accident.
That's fine.
Instead of Maid.
Okay. Oh,
okay. That was real. I caught myself in that one. The Keurig Cold. Have you heard about the Keurig Cold?
Oh.
No, what is it?
I heard something about it, but didn't pay any attention to it.
Oh, well, I watched a review on it. I forgot who reviewed it. It was a YouTube guy in Canada who does tech reviews. I feel bad because I should say his name. Yeah. I'll say it later. But he actually went through and he in real time, he made these things. It's the same thing. It's like a K-cup, but it's got syrup. It's got this ratio of whatever syrup and sugar in there.
Okay.
And it just makes soda. You can make Gatorade. Right. You can make soda. You can make Coca-Cola.
Okay. You can always buy machines like that anyway where you add syrup to a machine that would make the carbonated water and stuff.
Yeah, but the whole amount of this is you just put regular water in there. Yeah. You just put water and it's got, something inside these cups.
Much carbonated.
Yeah, it carbonates. It gets carbonated during the process.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. But I think it's Keurig. They're trying to...
It's the soda stream. They're competing with the soda stream.
Yeah, but I don't think they... Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. You don't see soda stream making coffee makers, do you?
No.
No.
Right. So I think it's kind of weird that they would,
Somehow they figured out that SodaStream does have a revenue and they're making some kind of profit.
Because Nespresso.
So they're like...
Well, the syrups. They sell the syrups, right?
Yeah, they sell expensive syrup.
Right.
But I think the thing about the cold Keurig that Snuck was talking about is that the CO2 is in the pod itself, I think.
Mm-hmm. Really? That's what I think,
it's all enclosed within the pod.
It's a big pot. It's like, I want to say twice the size of a regular K-cup. I'm trying to find a picture of it, but it's kind of difficult.
But I think it also has the advantage of not just doing soda. There's other things that it can do as well because everything is encased in this pod.
Can you leave out the pod and just add the syrup?
Just buy the syrup.
Right.
All you need is just pancake syrup, and then just you're good.
They have strawberry margaritas.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Root beer, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper. Persian lime.
But clones, not the real things, right?
No, they're real. The real Dr. Pepper and real Coca-Cola. It's branded and everything.
Yeah.
Root beer is a clone. Of course, A&W is not going to give them that.
Right.
They have Diet Coke.
Okay.
Red Rush. Diet Peach. Canada Dry Ginger Ale.
Huh.
Coca-Cola Zero. They have a bunch. They have Sprite.
Yeah.
And somehow that's...
Their name is so well known for doing the K-Cup coffee thing.
Yeah,
that they probably have the ability to get license deals from these big names.
Yeah, they look at that. They have Fanta.
That's cool.
What else do they have? Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but I don't know the price. I know Keurig stuff isn't cheap.
No,
so I can't imagine a soda maker with branded.
Well, espresso is even more.
Yeah,
yeah.
But espresso, I heard it's like a lot. Better than a Keurig?
Well, an espresso coffee is really, really good.
Yeah.
Espresso is a religion. We can't comment on how it's amazing and wonderful. It's like Apple.
Yeah.
You don't have to know anything about it. It's just amazing and wonderful.
You just know that it's good and that you want it.
That's the better is just a spare better. You don't need
Mark gave me his nut.
Right. I gave him the light blue nut. I have an orange one.
Do you?
I have to see the doctor about that.
I think you should, actually.
Right.
I'm gonna probably do some investigation. I have the tile,
right?
And I bought the 4-pack,
right.
And almost all 4 are being used.
Okay.
And I like them, but the downside that what I don't like about the tile is the fact that the battery is not replaceable.
They really do last a year.
A year.
Though,
so that's what they say. They claim they last a year, but then you have to do this bullshit thing of like. Of signing up for a replacement for the tiles you have.
You really have to send the old one back, you said nowadays.
Yeah, they give you a discount for the whatever model they have at the time that yours die.
Right.
And then you pay like a third of the price, supposedly.
Yeah, but I had that deal because I had them for more than a year. So I had that deal, but I did not have to send my old ones back, though.
Okay.
They just let me keep them because they're about dead anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
So you did get new ones, but...
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see if I like this one better. The nut might be a better solution than the tiles. But
yeah, the nut is this Chinese thing. It's not really known in the United States, although you can buy them from Amazon.
Okay.
But the problem with the tile, people have no idea what we're talking about anyway.
Okay.
The tile is something that attaches to your phone by Bluetooth. As long as it's within Bluetooth range of you, you can beep it from your phone.
Right.
So if you lost something that had a tile attached... you can beep it and find it.
Right.
Or you can put it in your luggage. You can tell when the luggage came down, comes down the carousel.
Right.
Because so, you mark the tiles lost and when it shows up. And
yeah, it uses Bluetooth, and if anybody else has the tile application on their cell phone and their Bluetooth is turned on and they happen to go by your tile.
If you mark it as lost. Only,
okay, only if you mark it as lost.
Right.
If they go by your tile, then without them knowing, the tile application updates the location of your tile.
I actually did that, yeah.
Okay.
I had one in my suitcase that someone borrowed. So my suitcase with tile, and I actually tracked them that way.
So the idea is that the more people who use tile or at least have the tile software running on their phone, the better and higher chances of you finding things that you've lost with your tile chip in them.
The trouble is the tile's a little bit too big to really go attaching to everything, though.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I was happy with the size. I was actually able to put it in a bunch of different cases, like the case that I have here, that I have the recorder in.
That's true.
I put it in my backpack. You can find little places
to hide
it.
Yeah, right.
So that works out for me.
But just, they say attach it to your keys or something.
I have one for my keys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does fit okay there. Hmm. The speaker's loud enough. That's fine.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but the battery, again, is not replaceable.
But the problem with the tiles... is that they don't have a separation alarm, so you have to positively do something on your phone to ring it, or mark it as lost, and then hope you can find it that way.
Yeah.
But there's other devices just like the tile that if they get outside of Bluetooth range, your phone will alert immediately, and you can have the device itself start beeping if it doesn't see your phone anymore.
Huh.
So this nut is the most reliable one I've found, and they're quite cheap.
Okay.
That has the separation alerts as well as being able to beep it. You know? Hmm.
But the software that's used, if you lose something, does it work on the same premise as the tile? Or?
It does. It has a network, supposedly, that people will find it.
Okay.
The trouble is, it's not pretty much unknown in the United States,
right.
So it's very highly unlikely anyone's going to find it, whereas tile, there are a lot of people around with
it. What they ought to do is have this device be Wi-Fi compatible, and there's any open Wi-Fis, then have it transmit its location.
Well, you can buy cellular things. We talked about last in the show. You can buy cellular things like that.
But those are really battery intensive.
Yeah, and you have to pay for the cellular service and all that stuff. The one I have in my dog, though, the whistle one that I have in my dog uses rechargeable batteries that last about a week. I only have to recharge every week or two.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
I'm gonna go over there and WWF on some fools.
I realized earlier when I was talking about the Keurig cold.
Yeah.
The YouTube reviewer that I saw goes by Unbox Therapy.
So
I feel better about that. I'm not a fan of not shouting out my sources because it's like, you gotta give respect where it's due.
People go to Slurpcast.com. We always show all the sources anyway.
Okay.
People can look up.
Unbox Therapy. Yeah. You'll probably hear that when you do that.
I've actually seen some videos that he's done.
They're good. Canada.
Yeah.
Canada's not so bad.
Canucks.
Anyway. He does everything. Quadcopters, cell phones, Keurig, cold, everything. If it's got a box, he's pulling it out.
You see the one where the kid did an unboxing video of his hoverboard? And then they charged it up. He stopped the video while he was charging overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Next morning, he starts the video up again, picks out the charger, turns it on, gets on it. That doesn't work. He can't get it to work. So he keeps fussing with it, and suddenly catches on fire and explodes right on the video.
Well, I've never seen that.
The very first time you ever tried
that. That's amazing. I need to see that.
Yeah,
look at those LiPo batteries, man. You got to know what you're doing with those things.
Slurpcast.com.
LiPos are unstable. You got to, you know.
Okay, so we're nearing the end of our show.
Okay.
If you can believe it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to be late to my saxophone lesson.
We're in downtown Oakland.
Right.
Broadcasting here.
I have a MIDI saxophone, just a fake one.
Really?
It has buttons and stuff.
Like the actual real, like the...
It looks like a saxophone, but it's cheap plastic.
Oh.
But it has buttons on it that just send MIDI signals and stuff.
And he says MIDI?
Yeah.
That's cool, because I have MIDI...
I haven't used it for a long time, but I think that's what it is.
Huh. Yeah. On my Korg... What's it called? It's the Korg Volca Beats.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It has MIDI.
It has MIDI. That's cool.
Yeah, it's got MIDI. It's all analog. Everything's analog.
Yeah. And
they have a Volca Beats. They have a Volca...
So Mark bought one of the first of that series of Korgs, the micro Korgs. Remember the one that had the Remember the one that you gave this to me as a gift? It was a very small battery-operated black square with a keyboard that was a band that you ran your finger along.
I bought that as a gift. I never used that.
Kind of, so you did. You got that for me as a gift.
Yeah.
But Korg had built an oscillator specifically for that, or a set of oscillators for that device that were really unique. And it was the popularity was so high that they then came out with another line of these micro. What are they called?
Like analog mic. I don't know exactly what they're called.
A Volca line.
Oh yeah, the Volca line. And so the Volca line. There's the Volca Beats, which I have, which is just basic, you know, kick, hi hat, clap,
drum machine, right.
And the it has tons of functions. You can loop it. There's so many different things. So there's the Volca Beats, the Volca Bass, a bass synthesizer.
So it's like a TB-303 Roland.
They have the Volca Keys.
Okay.
So you can do little keys for your and they all hook up together. You can hook them all together with no extra device.
Yeah.
You can run them. They all have all the appropriate inputs, outputs on them. And they recently just added the Volca Synth.
Okay. Or is it a sampler?
Oh, Volca Sampler. That's what it is. Volca Sampler. I don't know why I said synth. So they have four devices now. They can all work together. Okay. And you can, I mean, it's all analog. It's the old school. And analog is where it's at. From my experience, I've messed with, Pro Tools and Fruity Loops. And it's all kind of useless if you don't know where it all started.
Right.
So analog, I think, is where it's at.
That's where it's at.
I think it's cool.
I think what you got was a Micro Korg. It was the Micro Korg or something like
I think
that.
It's awesome.
It was the same as
every year for Christmas, I give you some stupid sound generating, stupid thing, right?
Yeah, I know. But that was actually, that actually lasted for a really long time.
Oh, you actually used
it? I still have it, yeah.
I probably touched that thing.
I still have it.
I probably put my hands on that, maybe.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure you did.
But I'll bring it next time so you can check it out because that thing is awesome.
That'd be cool.
Like, it's like, sometimes you get devices like that that they have like capacitive touch capabilities and they just don't register your finger quickly.
Yeah.
This thing, if you go. comes out. It keeps up with you. Like, there's no delay.
Nice. Yeah.
It's analog, so it's not. Nothing's processing.
Right,
it's just when you click it happens.
It's being triggered,
and you can record it. You can loop it, and it's got eight different tracks.
Uh-huh.
So you can create eight different beats that have similar bass lines.
Awesome.
And throughout your set, you can just bounce between in real time. You can bounce between these saved tracks. I mean, it's not a device where you. It's not like Pro Tools where you put a bass line, you go back and you put sounds on top. It's like more like real time.
Yeah.
And you can set different beats for all the different presets. And throughout a set, you can just switch it up. And you can have like, I want more hi-hat with the same bass line. You pre-made that already.
Yeah.
And you play it. I mean, it's pretty cool. I've messed around with it. I'm afraid to touch it because every time I do, it's like 4 hours I've wasted.
Nice. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
It sits on my desk. I only touch it on the weekends. I can't do it on a weeknight. No way.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you're limiting yourself.
Yeah.
We all have to do that.
I learned that from you.
I can't be at home. I can't work from home because of that issue.
I can't.
If I'm working from home, I start getting distracted. Yeah. So, anyway.
Oh, you work? Oh.
I do. Yeah. Oh. The ultimate put down. Oh, you work. Oh. How cute. Anyway. Well, guys,
I did that once.
What?
I did that once.
You did, actually. Yeah. You did. You worked pretty significant companies. Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway. All right, guys. Well, thanks for being a part of the show. Thanks, Mark, for doing all the crazy notes on our slurpcast.com site. And Snuck, thanks for being a guest on the show.
Maybe we'll make this a regular thing.
That would be awesome.
If everyone likes me, people might hate me and I'm just gonna kill myself.
Nobody just likes Snuck. Alright, thanks guys.
Okay.
Goodbye.